T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
That was at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny Alice's morning show. Merry Christmas. Happy final day of Hanukkah. All the holidays. We wish you the best ever, because it'll probably be the best thing ever of 2020. I don't know. Maybe you had something good happen in January or February or something. You know, I was just looking at Instagram and I was flipping through people's stories and I saw your wife's post. It's just a real, it's one little thing, and it's your youngest daughter with a suitcase and she's pushing it away and your wife wrote, "She has had it." And I just thought, that is one of those, that is such a, it's like, get them. Like, or there's nothing for it. Like, it's, there's, it's just these expressions that are just, they say it all right there. Like, she has had it.
Mm-hmm. I just, she's got her little Minnie Mouse suitcase, and she's hitting the road, everybody.
She's out of here. It's so cute. Just like, even something about the attitude of her body, just like, you can't see her face, and she's just like pushing that thing the wrong way. She's not pulling it. She's pushing it in front of her, because I guess that's what she thinks.
The other part of that story is she's got a real connection to our neighbor, Steve.
And oh, she was moving in over there.
Yes, she's headed to Steve's house. And she stands outside the door, at which I guess she didn't post this part of the video because there is one. Oh. And she's yelling for Steve, Steve. And I'm like, Jesus, we lost that kid. She's only two.
Does she love Steve?
She likes Steve a lot. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Her and
how old is Steve?
I don't know. 50s something.
Steve isn't another child. Steve is.
Steve's a grown-up, yes.
Well, she thinks, you know, her daddy figures are all in their 50s, so that's, you know, she just,
I guess so.
Steve,
I don't know, but they're friends, and I think,
that is,
you know,
hilarious. Steve, I'm here. I packed my things. Have you prepared a room for me? What are we having for dinner, Steve?
Yeah, I'm sure that as fun as that might sound too for Steve, he'd be like, two days in, he'd be like, we gotta move. We gotta drop this kid off on our way out of town. Because no.
Well, listen, it might give you a half day break. You try it.
I go surfing. I know.
Give it a try. Here you go, Steve. She's yours. It's, you know, if you don't want her, just please return her to us. Don't sell her to anybody else.
We have a really fun neighborhood. It's pretty great.
I'm glad for you, because that is actually, I think it's one of the most important things about childhood is having a neighborhood.
Yep.
You know, having.
Agreed.
Room to roam, and also some friends. And, you know, it's my favorite thing. I think about where I grew up all the time. Mm-hmm. And all our little adventures. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you. Oh, geez. The one thing I didn't have. Is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Thank you.
All right. So weather-wise, I didn't even open up my blinds. I imagine it's still pretty dark out there. But today will be sunny and clear, high 50s and 60s for your temps. It's going to be perfect.
That does sound lovely.
Yeah. It's going to be beautiful. And that'll be all weekend long. So soak it up. And also save your orange tree. Because
thanks for the
clearly
reminder.
There's more work to be done.
Well, I want to do it before it starts. I mean, once it starts pouring, the giant hole we dug yesterday is going to fill with water again, whether we have the spigot on or not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I got to find somebody.
Yeah. Yep, you do.
Yeah.
Yay.
I know.
So there was a football game last night, and the Raiders lost. The Chargers beat the Raiders 30-27. It went to OT. I didn't get to watch it like I'd hoped, but I did, you know, was sort of in and out. And,
sounds like a good game.
It was a good game, but, you know, the Raiders lost their quarterback early on, and their backup was a former starter. So he's they had a good backup. He played well. Unfortunately, they didn't get the win. There's actually football on Saturday and NFL football on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. So should be plenty of good stuff on TV, of course, if you like football.
If you like football, right.
Right.
Otherwise, so listen, HGTV's on all the time.
Your boys, your team, you and John's team, New England, will play their one of their teams they have for the past 20 years beat the living hell out of. So it'll be interesting now that Miami actually has a team and New England is.
I think they already beat us once this year. Is that possible? That
on the down possible. Slope, the downward spiral from their glory days.
I don't know. It's just a year to reconfigure everything.
Okay. Well, we'll see. But I think, you know, I imagine there's people in Miami who are like, I want you to beat them by 60, please.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Well, and if we won this one, we'd be 7-7, which would be nice. The Dolphins, I think the Dolphins are 8-5 or something.
They're pretty good this year. Yeah. And again, they're in the same division as you guys, so you play each other a lot. And
yeah, we're out of the playoffs, I'm sure of that. So I'm not going to worry about it too much. This year's, you know, we'll get some good draft picks and
all right,
start over. Got to find us a new Tommy. That traitor.
Yeah, you do. All right, so I don't need to tell you that this year has been extremely stressful from
what
many different people I've spoken with. Depending on your situation, you know, there's good days and bad days is what it comes down to. Most people, even people who are seemingly have it made, also have endured extra stress this year. And
yeah.
I certainly believe that on top of COVID, having maybe the most divisive election of all times didn't help, because the negative rhetoric on air, on news, in the grocery store, everywhere you kind of look, on Facebook, on Instagram,
at the Thanksgiving table, over the phone.
Get out of here. 2/3 of us have had a personal crisis at some point this year. 7 in 10 Americans now say 2020 has left them feeling defeated. The year beat me. And number one,
of course, was
the stress of COVID-19 in general.
Yeah.
Just a pandemic year. Nobody was ready for
it. Many people lost someone to it. So, yeah. You know, and that's, you know, luckily I feel incredibly lucky that nobody, because many people in my family had it and no one died, but that's not what everyone can say. I mean, you know, you lose somebody. I mean, I always think about that. One of the first people we heard that had it was that Broadway guy who wound up in a coma. They cut off one of his legs. I mean, they were fighting to save this guy and they had just had a kid. He was like a 40-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was one of the first horror stories of the whole thing.
The deaths are obviously, you know, the stress to the extreme. I would say there's even just, I haven't seen my mom in a while.
Right.
My grandkids have, or her, she, they, her, my kids haven't seen their Nona for a while. Like that's alone is enough. And then you add obviously the extreme deaths and that you can't be with them.
Right. No, that they die alone. It's so horrifying. They say that it's like some real PTSD for some of the caregivers in those situations. Here's a person who's crying and just wants to see their people, and you're in a hazmat suit, and you can't offer them that much. It's got to be horrifying.
Not being able to enjoy the things we used to do, the simple things, like going to the bars and getting wasted.
Sure, that's a simple thing I miss.
Buying up all the popcorn and candy you can possibly eat and sitting down for a movie.
In a stinky seat on a stinky floor. Yeah, I miss that.
So those two things actually beat the presidential election, which came in third. These are the most stressful things that we dealt with in 2020 as voted by the people. Yeah. The change in our day-to-day routine because of COVID. And there's no doubt that like I haven't had to drive as much, so there's upsides, and I've gotten to see my kids more than I ever would have thought I could survive. And
and yet there you still are. How am I still here? How have I not exploded by now?
You just keep living. That's
just
all.
Just keep on keeping on.
Spending so much time stuck inside has also contributed to the incredible stress of this year, 2020. They're not even adding. Look, that's the top five. What about the whole, I got no money.
I lost my job, my
house. I got no job. I got no money.
Heads are falling off.
Yeah, the story in the news the other day about this stimulus that everyone's still waiting to hear about. And the woman who was quoted saying, yes, I want $600, or I'm paraphrasing, but yes. But I've racked up $14,000 in credit card debt, so forgive me if I'm not excited.
Yeah.
Because I haven't worked and I'm living on a credit card to stay afloat.
The drop in the proverbial bucket is
right.
$600 not going to really change my situation.
Jump for joy about. Hmm. Misinformation about the virus also was on the list. And the constant barrage of bad news we got in 2020 because of the 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah. Well, remember the first like month or two of the there were truly zero stories about anything else. Like you try and do a fun, light morning show.
I tried. You can't. I did try. I actually tried.
We tried hard. I mean,
it's not
possible. We just wound up talking about, you know, how nice, you know, mountains are. Oh, mountains. They're so nice. Let's talk about those for a while. Boy, you could really get up there
so
and get away from
boring.
COVID. Damn it. I mentioned COVID again.
Yep. It's so boring. COVID is a boring subject.
Well, and it's depressing. Like people were like, I can't even listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm. So New Year's this year is going to be very different than we've experienced in years past. Obviously, you're not supposed to go hug your way through a giant party of people.
Or kiss a stranger at midnight.
Right. So, you know, and that's up to you. I guess there will still be people who say, screw that. I'm raging this New Year's.
Oh, there will be.
Oh, there will be. You're right. So what do the people toast with on New Year's? And I thought it was interesting because you just assume it's, yeah, of course it's champagne.
Right.
Everybody, I don't want any part of champagne. Even when I drank, I would be like, nah, I got no room for champagne in here.
That's taking up valuable whiskey space.
Yeah, this is a whiskey belly. I'm very sorry, but that doesn't go in there. Anyway, champagne is the top drink in 21 states, including California, everyone. So something called a Paloma.
Never
anybody?
No.
I love those.
Oh,
well,
tell us
what?
Everything. Tell us everything. What is a Paloma?
I forgot. I just drink it.
It's
a mix. Let me look it
up
real
quick.
It's
tequila, lime
That's
juice,
why, tequila.
Grapefruit, and flavored soda.
Yeah.
Oh.
A Paloma's number one in Oregon and Idaho.
Wow. Oh. The Paloma. I think that's a dove in.
It sounds good.
Spanish or something. Una Paloma Blanca.
Vodka Crayon is number one in Iowa. Oh.
Really?
They just Omaha.
They're just having a regular drink.
There you go.
Middle America.
Yeah, what are you doing? Why'd you turn that off?
Omaha. Somewhere in middle America, you're right to the heart of matters. It's a heart that matters more.
Vodka Crayon, number one in Iowa, Nebraska, Oklahoma. Lemon drops are first in Arkansas,
Ooh.
North Dakota.
Ooh.
Again, I don't know the Paloma, but that's number one in Idaho and Oregon. Let's see what else we got.
I gotta try one of those.
New Hampshire likes the margarita. These are what people toast with.
It's interesting because I really feel like a toast is, it's like set apart from what you were already drinking all night until midnight. I don't know. But I guess not,
glass.
You know. I don't like champagne. I'm going to keep drinking my vodka soda. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Those flutes.
Yeah.
What are you
do
calling
you,
flutes?
Yeah, little champagne
yeah,
flutes.
I don't. What is
do
this?
You, if you do a toast with everyone, do you ever go for like the sparkling grape juice or, you know, whatever those things are, the sparkling apple cider, that kind of crap? Is that?
Yes. I, along with the kids,
Vinny's at the kids' table.
Have the sparkling apple juice or sparkling cider. Yes, I will do that if that's what everyone's up to, but I have no interest in that. I will just, I have a Pellegrino handy.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
I'm happy to toast.
That's bubbly. And, there you
sure.
Go.
So anyway, it's you know, we're all looking for a better year next year.
We certainly are.
Yeah, then. I believe that it's that.
Jeff Bezos is probably like, no, this was a great year. Everyone else is like, things can only get better.
I believe we can all agree on that. By the way, I'll do it if you don't already have it.
Tell me. Do you
have the story about Bezos' ex-wife?
Mackenzie?
Yeah.
Is it about how much she's donated? I don't have a story about her today. Please,
okay.
Feel free.
I'll do it next time, but
okay.
I was so impressed. Look, I get it. She's incredibly wealthy. It's mm-hmm. you know, she won't miss anything giving away, you know, billions because she's got so many of them. But the work she put into finding a good place for her money is impressive. So I'll tell you that story. It's not a long story, but it's really neat that she went and found some place that could do real good.
Yeah.
And make a difference in a way that you go, oh, wow, you really put thought into that. You didn't just go, here's $1 billion to cancer.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, it's neat. It's really neat. All right, let me do a couple texts before I hand it back over to you, or I should say back over to the sales department.
Yes, exactly. It's their time.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys sent in so far this morning. Tequila, grapefruit, and squirt. That's a Paloma?
Oh.
Is that what we...
Yeah, that's squirt. What my friend
squirt
makes
like
it.
Squirt like a 7-Up or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually used for to mix.
So it's really just two things that will hide the flavor of tequila so you can down it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Catch that weird tequila buzz.
A Paloma is basically a margarita, but you should substitute squirt or grapefruit juice. It's super good with a dash of jalapeno.
Oh, boy.
Sarah,
try that.
You got to do that tonight.
Well, I don't know if I'm doing it tonight. I mean, I'm
what else you doing?
Try any? I don't know. Are we going to do a happy hour tonight?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Bryn. I know you never come to our damn happy hours.
I watched it last time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you don't come to it. You don't get on with us.
Well, you had 15 heads on the Zoom photo.
We can always have room for one more.
Sheesh. And by the way, let me just say,
right.
I'm sitting there watching and V. Hale is on fire.
Yeah.
And then I'm seeing Nicole. She's got her bottle. She's pouring drinks. I'm like, these guys are having a great time.
Nobody noticed that, actually.
As if I don't get enough attention on my daily radio show, I got to jump in and steal thunder from others. I don't.
Yeah.
I just thought I'm going to watch and enjoy their show. And I did. And I love that Nicole was like, hold on here. Glug, 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 glug,
I didn't think anybody noticed that.
Back to the show, everyone.
It was really fun. I don't know. I guess we'll talk after I take my nap. I'll reach out to you and see if you're around.
All right.
I got to take my Friday nap so I don't fall asleep at 7.
Right. Let's see here.
I got to completely jack my schedule so that 2 weeks from now when we come back, I'll be just ruined.
Well.
That's always fun.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let me see. First of all, we're going to you know what? I'll just tell you this. We have some local kids who have recorded some Christmas songs for us. This is something we've done for years with Alan Rosen from Bananas at Large, and we'll hear the first of those songs right after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.